Gary White. Hello, Gary. How are you, mate?
Good, Andrew.
Hey, Gary, just before we talk about today, the facilities at these race courses, we're always looking to improve them for training, and that poly track seems to be getting a really good positive reaction at Hawkesbury.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not a great rep for it. it suits me because no one uses the grass anymore, so yeah. I get it on my own. No, it's been good, I guess. You need, with the number of horses that work here, they had to do something, so. Mm. And everyone else liked it. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like it, it's just that we race on grass.
Each to your own, yeah. Gary, isn't it? You do what suits your horses, and you've got a couple of horses going to Rose Hill today that are in pretty good touch. Generalissimo, he looks like he's working his way back to his best form, Gary. That was a terrific run last start. Blanket finish, Napoleon solo race. Generalissimo never on the track. Gee, he was tough late.
Yeah, he came in just under 600 kilos, and he only had one trial. Mm. And I think he's just taken a little while to... He's the sort of horse that gets better with racing. If you look at his record, he's won at his sixth start in both times. So the more right. racing he has, the better he seems to go. And he just gives me the impression that he's somewhere back to where I had him when he was sort of going really well as a three-year-old. So I'm happy with him. Looks a nice race on paper. He's got a good draw. The drop in weight should help him, although he's a big horse and can carry weight. Hopefully it goes well.
There looks to be some decent speed drawn outside you in this race, Gary, but Generalissimo has got some tactical speed. From that two gate, would you like to see him sort of settle third, fourth?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't think he needs to get that far back. Mm-hmm. He's a fit horse now. And from the good gate, lightweight. And as you say, if you want to use it, he has got a little bit of gate speed, so I envisage you probably have four in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough, yeah.
That'll be good.
Coming back a fraction in trip, but I mentioned that tempo earlier. It should be pretty solid, so no issue there for Generalissimo coming from the 15 back to the 14?
I don't think so. Like Ty's always said to me, he's a genuine 1,400-metre horse. That's his best distance, and I'm inclined to agree with him.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, you could say he loomed up to win and sort of just maybe the last 30 yards, but the other horses did. The horse that won the race had a good deal less weight than him.
Yep.
The horse on the inside of Chris Lees's, it's in good form, had the same weight as him, and props was a little bit fitter than him. So, I don't know. I think 1,400 metres at the moment, from what I know about it, is pet distance.
He looks very hard to beat, Generalissimo, as does Dunatan in the last. Now, he's probably flying under the radar a little bit, Gary. He's out at double-figure odds, but his form's excellent. He comes out of the baller race at the Kenzo last start, where he came from last and ran a really good second. I know he's up in grade, but down significantly in weight. And again, he finds himself in a race with good tempo. So for a horse like Dunatan, who tends to get back, it should suit him, this race setup.
You'd think so. I mean, his overall record doesn't look great, but I think it doesn't really give you a true indication of his ability, because he ran in a lot of races that he was probably just outclassed in. As a two-year-old, he raced as a colt, and he wasn't real genuine then, but at least he's found this time in a bit of consistency, which is good. And yeah, you're right. The good tempo in this race, good draw. Big drop in weight from sort of, he carried 60 plus in his last three starts, so down to 53.5. That's a fair weight height.
Could he settle a touch closer, Gary?
Well, hopefully we're going to try.
Okay,
you know, if he could sort of be even get to midfield, that'd be good. But he's a really big horse. That if you don't get him into his rhythm and bustle him, I don't know whether that has an impact on how he'll finish in the race. But if you get him balanced up and he gets into his rhythm, he can finish the race off really well.
He's done that a couple of times at Hawkesbury. He's come from last and stormed home. We saw it at the Kenzo last start. Look, Gary, I think they're two really good chances today. I've said it a couple of times. Dunatan, one of those horses who looks over the odds in the last, around $21. Generalissimo's got his hoof right on the till. Thanks for joining us today, Gary, and best of luck at Rose Hill.
Cheers, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, mate.